Senate Finance Committee will reconvene. It's 10 after 5. At the table today, we have Senator Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator Huggins, Senator Elton, Senator Thomas, and Senator Dyson. We're here to take up the two bills that we had before us this morning, the CS for Senate Bill 65, Finance, the Supplementals, and then we'll begin the amendment process on House Bill 95 and 96. There may be some slight delay after we take care of 61 because we're still waiting for the CS to arrive, but we will take action on the supplemental. Are there any questions regarding this process, members? With that, we did have the CS, so I'd need a motion from you, Senator Stedman, on adopting the CS.
I move that we adopt version M of the CS.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, the CS is adopted. We do have three motions before us. You may recall this morning there was some discussion about two items, the Chenega School roof replacement and the funds for the virology lab. And there was one other one that the Department of Administration requested regarding the transportation and public facilities, and that is amendment number one. And I will move amendment number one and object. Basically, this amendment is a request by the administration. A reappropriation is necessary to remove the conditional language that is attached to the original appropriation. A name change as proposed in SB 61 will not remove the language and will prevent the department from being able to complete the replacement of the O'Brien Creek Bridge and add the boat ramp this year. So this amendment accomplishes that, and for everyone's information, this again relates to the Chitna personal use dipnet fishery access area for $700,000. The amount does not change. Are there any questions regarding this this item?
Mr. Chair,
Senator Elton.
Not a question. I'm looking for. Okay. Is this the amendment? Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
With that, I will remove my objection. Is there discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, what was the conditional language that was there that we're talking about?
I have it here, and I'll have it copied for you. And for
my real question, is it significant or not?
No, it's not that significant. We dealt with it at the last meeting, and this is just to clarify the language.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection to this amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We have amendment number two. I would move amendment number two and object for discussion purposes. Amendment number two is, as was discussed this morning, an appropriation of $740,271 in general funds to pay for the Chenega school roof replacement. This is in the Chugach School District. I'll remove my objection. Is there discussion on this item? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. The last amendment, amendment number three, I would move amendment number three and object for an explanation. This appropriation is the funding of the Fairbanks Virology Lab in Fairbanks, and it includes $3.5 million in general funds and $3 million in miscellaneous receipts. We had a fairly good discussion. There's cost savings to the state, and the project can proceed on schedule with the significant savings to the state of Alaska. With that, I would remove my objection and open it up for discussion. Seeing none, is there objection to this motion? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We do have language regarding authorizing the Ledge Finance to make technical changes. No, wait. Let's take an IDs, please. We'll come back into back to order. And we do have a motion. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that our secretarial staff work with the legislative legal services to conform the amendments to the appropriate locations in the CS.
There's a technical amendment. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We have the amended bill before us. Do I have discussion on the amended bill? Seeing none, Senator Stedman. Motion to move the bill.
This is 61?
Yes.
Yes. We'll go ahead and make a motion that we move Senate Bill 61, version M, from committee as amended.
With individual
With individual recommendations.
We have a motion on the floor. Do I have discussion? Seeing none, is there an objection? Seeing no objection, motion carries. We will stand at ease until we get the next bill's CS. I anticipate that to be about 45 minutes, and then we will reconvene. Till then, we're at ease. The Senate Finance Committee will reconvene a couple of minutes after six, and we're here to deal with the two operating budget bills, House Bill 95 and House Bill 96. Before you, you have HB 95 Finance Version W. We'd receive a motion to adopt that as our working draft.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we adopt as our working draft Senate CS for House Bill number 95, Finance Version W.
There, the only change with the original draft are on page 17, line 6. And I'd like everyone to take a look at that. There has been a deletion from the original draft, and it reads, no money appropriated to the Department of Health and Social Services may be expended for abortion that is not a mandatory service required under AS 47.07.030A. The money appropriated for health and social services may be expended only for mandatory services required under Title X1X for Social Security Act and for optional services offered by the state under the State Plan for Medical Assistance that has been approved by the United States Department of Health and Human Services. That is the only change to this, and that has been deleted. Is there any discussion? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, as I understand it, that language put in on the House side and is still in their bill, and so I'd like an explanation of why that was deleted.
My understanding is that it is not in the House version. Is there someone here to answer that question? It is not the exact same language. There is similar language. Is that correct, Ms. Rayfield?
Mr. Chairman, Karen Rayfield, I believe that is correct.
Senator Dyson.
What's correct? That the Senate or the House version does not have the language in it?
It has similar language.
That we just deleted?
Yes. We haven't deleted it yet. That is the motion.
All right.
Further discussion? Is there objection?
I'm sorry?
Is there objection?
Yes. Objection.
There is objection to the motion. Is there further discussion? If not, can we have a roll call?
Senator Elton?
Yes.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
6 yeas.
Okay, the work draft has been adopted. We have several amendments to address. The First Amendment is one. Yes. We're going to take action on this and then adopt the other one. Okay. The First Amendment is amendment number one by Hoffman. I'd move amendment number one and object for discussion. This amendment is basically the deletion of the revenue sharing program. The House has also deleted it. It's our intent to address this with a later appropriation bill before the session is over. This will conform to the action that the House did, and it's our intent to address the exact amount and how the revenue sharing program will be distributed. I remove my objection. Is there further discussion on amendment number one? Is there objection? Seeing none, amendment number one is adopted. Amendment number two is also by Hoffman. Hoffman, amendment number two. I move amendment number two and object. This is the language of $10,543,219 in general funds to the Department of Education and Early Development to distribute each school district a grant in the same amount as was received in the fiscal year 2007. And the reason that this is being removed, we did remove the other appropriation on the district cost factor study. The House has both appropriations in their version, and we are working on a complete appropriation for for all the school districts, and it is envisioned and will be required that we address school funding before we adjourn. With that, I would remove my objection and see if there's any discussion on this item. Is there objection? The motion is adopted. Brief endings. Come back to order. We did adopt two amendments, but some of the amendments apply to both bills, so we would entertain a motion to adopt the House Bill 96 that relates to the mental health program at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move Senate Committee substitute for the committee substitute for House Bill number 96, Finance Version L.
The explanation, again, is the same as the first one with the same deletion of the language. The language was in both appropriations. Is there objection to the adoption of Version L on House Bill 96? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, did you just say that the same modification
That's
had been
correct.
Made? Yeah, in an abject.
Discussion?
Well, I would just say that that language was carefully put in the House to get the people of Alaska out of the business of financing abortions that are not necessary under the federal Hyde Amendment language. And I think it's very widely supported in this state to not be using public funds to terminate the lives of developing children if there's not a medical necessity.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Further discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator Elton?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
5 yea, 1 nay.
The last amendment that I have is amendment number 3, Hoffman number 3. This is an appropriation to add $150,000 in general funds to the Independent Living Rehabilitation Program. Under two segments, a one-time funding increment of $100,000 to the Independent Living Rehabilitation. These funds would be used to operate Alaska Centers for Independent Living Centers. Centers for Independent Living have increased in numbers and disability for Alaska seniors served by 112%. The other $50,000 increment will support interpret referral services for Alaskans who have deaf or hard of hearing. Both of these programs, we received some support during our public hearing process. This is not full funding, but I believe that it will go a long way to address the concerns that the individuals came to this committee and testified on. With that, I would remove my objection and
thank you.
And see if there's further discussion on this item. Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment Stedman number 1.
I'd object for explanation.
Mr. Chairman, amendment number 1 would add $3 million, so one-time only funding. It's for the visitors to Alaska sustain many small businesses which provide jobs in our communities. Unfortunately, the number of independent travelers is in decline, and the effective marketing is necessary to bring new private dollars into the economy, grow local community revenues from tourism taxes, and increase state revenue from tourism-related taxes. What we're doing here is increasing the marketing of the state of Alaska for visitors industry. Again, this is a GF appropriation. It's one time only. And the impact is statewide, Mr. Chairman, and by reaching out and trying to market our state, which is unique across in comparison with the rest of the states of the U.S. And we in Southeast get a huge impact from the residents of the lower 48 that come up and visit us in the summertime, along with interior and western Alaska. So it, it reaches all parts of the state.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. With that, I would remove my objection and also note that although this number is not as large as amount that had been requested by individuals that testified before this committee for the last 2 days, I think it shows that we are moving in a direction of trying to meet those needs. Is there further objection to this appropriation, this amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move Stedman number 2.
I object for explanation.
Mr. Chairman, this is an addition of $500,000 for the Qualified Trade Association Independent Travelers Grant. Again, this is a one-time increment, would increase tourism marketing directed at independent travelers, which is the non-cruise ship visitors. Independent travelers sustain many Alaskan small businesses, which provide jobs in our communities. Unfortunately, the number of independent travelers is in decline, and effective marketing is necessary to bring new private dollars into the economy, grow local community revenues and tourism taxes, and increase state revenue from tourism-related taxes. Again, this is for the independent travelers, better known as a non-cruise ship visitors to the state, Mr. Chairman.
And I would remove my objection. My comments also apply. We did have several individuals from the independent travelers groups testify for support and increase for this appropriation. Do I hear further objection to this motion? Seeing none, this motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move Stedman number 3.
And I object for explanation.
Mr. Chairman, Stedman number 3 is an additive of $250,000 in federal receipt authority. What we have, there's three paragraphs of explanation here, but I might be able to be a little briefer in the explanation. What we have is bank consolidations across America, and in particular here in Alaska. We have regions of the state that are sparsely populated and are losing their deposit institution in their community. And there is a need in the hinterland in Alaska to have education of the populace into banking and financial services, and to try to help the people of Alaska that don't have access to the major banks that are spread throughout the concentrated populated areas of the state. And again, Mr. Chairman, this is federal receipt authority. $250,000 does not impact general funds.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. With that, I would remove my objection. Is there further objection to this amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is adopted. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Olson number 1.
I would object for explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Olson number 1 is a structural change to move the above component allocation from the Children's Services Appropriation to the Public Assistance Appropriation. This is an important budget structure change to reflect the organizational change that was recommended by both divisions and approved by Commissioner Jackson and OMB with an effective date of July 1st, 2007. This budget structure change was accidentally not picked up in the governor's amended budget request and was also missed when both House and Senate subcommittees closed their budget. The correct placement is as the last allocation of the public assistance appropriation following works services. With that, I urge your support.
With that, I remove my objection. You are the chairman of this subcommittee. Is there further objection to this
Mr. Chairman.
Amendment? Senator Dyson.
I have no reason to doubt the testimony we've heard here. It looks like several of the next amendments that we have before us have the administration's support. And it sounds like what we're doing is taking care of a problem that showed up here. So I guess what I'd appreciate knowing is either the maker of the amendment saying the administration agrees with this or not, and giving the administration a chance to weigh in if they have an objection to what we're doing here.
Okay, Karen Rayfield, can you come to the table, please? The question is, do you have an objection to this motion, this amendment?
Mr. Chairman, we do not have an objection to this motion.
Thank you. Is there further objection to this amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is passed. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Olson number 2.
And I object for explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Olson number 2 has to do with the amount appropriated by this appropriation includes the unexpended and unobligated balance on June 30, 2007 to the Department of Public Safety Village Public Safety Officer contracts. The subcommittee budgeted reduced $750,000 in general funds from this allocation with a request to carry forward FY07 general funds lapsing balance into FY08. The carry forward language was not included in the language section of the bill, resulting in an unintended cut to this allocation. This amendment restores the unintended cut and includes conditional language that enables the division to carry forward the FY07 general fund balance that would have lapsed. With that, I urge your support, and it's my understanding that the department does support this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Olson. With that, I would remove my objection. Is there further objection to Olson number 2? Seeing none, Olson number 2 is adopted. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Olson number 3.
And I object for explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Olson number 3 is an addition of $150,000 to the Highway Working Capital Fund. The addition to the state is for the state equipment fleet for mechanics' time spent working on capital project-related work. Normally, the mechanics' time is charged through the equipment management system, but DOT has had to establish unbudgeted RSAs as the SEF does not have the budget authority for the increased personnel services expenditures. This amendment would add sufficient personnel services budget authority to the SEF, thus eliminating the administrative burden of generating many small dollar RSAs. With that, I urge your support. It's my understanding that the department does support this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Olson. With that explanation, I would remove my objection. Is there further objection to Olson number 3? Seeing none, Olson number 3 is adopted. Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Huggins number 1.
And I would object.
Huggins number 1 is in respect to the Natural Resources Department, adds $230,300. The reason for the change is a Department Administration Division of Personnel Classification study on forester and forest technician jobs. The funding source is $225,000 from general fund and $5,300 from CIP. This is the first job reclassification study done in the last 15 years. The Department of Natural Resources supports this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. You were the chairman of this subcommittee. With that, I would remove my objection. And is there further objection to Huggins number 1? Seeing none, Huggins number 1 is adopted. Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Huggins number 2.
And I would object for explanation.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Department of Natural Resources, Forest Management and Development, add $34,200. Again, it's a Department Administration, Division of Personnel Classification Study for Forest and Forest Technician Job Classification. Again, this is the first reclassification that has been done in the last 15 years, and it affects a division that has 118 forest technician personnel. And it is supported by Department of Natural Resources.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. With that explanation, I would remove my objection. You were the chairman of this subcommittee. Do I see further objection to this amendment? Seeing none, Huggins number two is adopted. Senator Elton.
I move Elton number one, Mr. Chair.
And I would object for explanation.
Mr. Chair, this is an appropriation that affects the NPDES authority. As most of the members of the committee remember, we dealt with this issue several years ago, and the legislature decided at that time to adopt primacy for NPDES. There are really five ways of handling this, the cost of the program. The first is feds do it and pay, which is the way it had been before we decided to adopt primacy. Second way is the state does it and the feds pay. That's not going to happen. Third way is the state does it and the state pays. Fourth way is the state does it and applicants pay. And the fifth way is the state does adopt primacy, pays some, and applicants pay some, kind of a market test. The House approach is the state does it and the state pays. The subcommittee approach was the feds do it and they pay. This is a compromise. It provides that the state does it and the state pays some and the applicants pay some of the cost of the program. And I would encourage the support of the committee.
Thank you, Senator Elton. With that, I would remove my objection. Is there discussion? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. I want to commend Senator Elton for working on this. My belief, we may look back and see that assuming primacy on these this permitting system and analysis may be one of the most significant things that we do this year. And I too would both commend our past actions, the governor's predisposition on this, and Senator Elton's actions.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Further discussion? Is there objection to Elton number one? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Thomas Amendment number one.
I would object for discussion.
Thomas Amendment number one is a $500,000 general fund addition to the Health and Social Services. It is $350,000 will allow continued operation of the Interior's existing detox facility known as the Ralph Perdue Center, operated by the Fairbanks Native Association. In past years, the center received federal SAMHSA funds that will not be available in fiscal year 08. Fairbanks is one of only three communities in Alaska with capacity to provide medically supervised detoxification services for persons withdrawing from alcohol and other drugs. As a regional center, Fairbanks provides detoxification care for persons from throughout the interior and northern regions of the state. One in every 3 to 4 people admitted to the Ralph Perdue Center in fiscal year 06 came from communities outside of Fairbanks. $150,000 will be used to prepare for the opening of the Fairbanks Enhanced Detox Facility, which is planned to replace the Ralph Perdue Center in September of 2008. With only a 10-bed capacity for detoxification and care at the Ralph Perdue Center, services unavailable to large numbers of persons in need. Inadequate detox capacity in Fairbanks resulted in more than 1,000 incapacitated persons being held temporarily at the Fairbanks Correctional Facility annually, most needing screening in the hospital emergency department first. The jail and the hospital end up being an expensive revolving door. The Golden Heart Coalition has secured the capital funds necessary for construction of a new detox facility from a variety of partners, the Denali Center, Mental Health Trust, the Rasmussen Foundation, Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation, and the state legislature. However, additional funding is required to cover the costs associated with additional capacity and enhanced essential services. The Denali Commission and the Rasmussen Foundation may withdraw their funding for the construction of the new detox facility if the legislature does not fund medical detox in fiscal year 08. They will be reluctant to pay for construction of a facility that does not have a source of funds to operate.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. As this was your subcommittee, Senator Olson, do you have a recommendation to the committee?
Actually, I do. I support the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Olson. With that, I remove my objection. Is there further objection to Thomas number one? Seeing none, amendment number one, Thomas, is adopted. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Thomas Amendment Number 2, which is a general fund addition of $211,800 for this increment would maintain the job centers in Glen Allen and Tope. The department proposed closing these offices in response to continuing reductions in federal funds. However, these centers provide a valuable assistance to Alaskans in search of jobs throughout that interior area, and is one of the only contacts that people have with the state of Alaska in any practical purpose. So,
with that, I would remove my objection. You are the chairman of this subcommittee. Is there further objection to Thomas Number 2? Seeing none, Thomas Number 2 is adopted. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Thomas Amendment Number 3, which is additional $500,000 to Health and Social Services. Funding source is general funds and the Mental Health Trust. Explanation is the increment would allow comprehensively timely assessments and diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Current studies show ASD affecting one in every 150 children nationwide. Early diagnosis is made through a comprehensive multidisciplinary team evaluation. Capacity to diagnose and reevaluate Alaska children is currently severely limited to the staff and resources. Research shows that 90% of the children who do not receive early intervention will require custodial or special care basically throughout their lives. Funding will allow for training and travel for a pediatric nurse practitioner to travel throughout Alaska providing comprehensive evaluations. Currently, a parent and child would have to travel to Anchorage to receive these services. A $500,000 increment would mean that the Department of Health and Social Services could leverage over $220,000 in non-state funds to support the program. Between 400 and 500 children per year would receive comprehensive evaluation for autism, more than doubling the current capacity. Nurse practitioners would be trained and added to the multidisciplinary team, offering a cost-effective approach for children with less complicated medical and developmental histories. Children over the age of 8 would be seen. Due to capacity limitations, this age group is not currently being served. Children would be reevaluated over time as their needs change. Psychological evaluations would also be available. Most psychologists with expertise in autism assessments are not able to bill Medicaid. Screening clinics would be held in various locations around the state. This is an intermediate step prior to a comprehensive exam to ensure only those children who need an extensive workup are referred for a full evaluation.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Senator Olson, this was a subcommittee that you chaired. Do you have a recommendation to the committee?
I do not, Mr. Chairman. I do not support this amendment, and for the following reasons. One is that I went over and spoke to the state medical board on the issue. There was less than overwhelming support for any funds being spent in this direction. And as you look at the issue of autism, the one pediatric neurodevelopmental specialist that is in Alaska, is in Anchorage, and the necessitation of going there for diagnosis has already been established. And so because of that, I don't think that a mid-level person throughout the state of Alaska can go ahead and diagnose it. And if it is, it certainly will be called into question. And so because of that, I do not support this in this budget right now. There is certainly an issue of autism throughout the state. It needs to be addressed, and more numbers need to be looked at to see how much is out there and how much we are affecting. So with that, I withhold my recommendation.
Thank you, Dr. Olson. With that, I maintain my objection. Is there further discussion on this item? Senator Elton.
Just a question of either the subcommittee chair or the maker of the amendment. I mean, I'm assuming that the general fund dollars are needed to match the mental health trust dollars, or is it possible that the mental health trust dollars can be used without the general fund dollars?
Senator Thomas.
I think it's a match. Is my understanding is what it was, that they need that amount of money to actually move forward, because partial funding of it really doesn't accomplish much of anything. So it was a low number to begin with. I was a little surprised at the small amount of money for actually what they are attempting to accomplish. Received a lot of comment from people, and I respect Dr. Olson's opinion, Senator Olson's opinion, and appreciate the thought of, you know, looking forward into the future, what we might do with this. My concern is that time is kind of running on this. It's expensive when it's not caught at an early time, and we've discussed it before, so I guess I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Further discussion on this?
Mr. Chairman, if I can make one other comment, I have heard from a number of people throughout the state of Alaska, and they are certainly concerned about autism, but I still think at this time it needs to have more planning and not just the has more planning before it's implemented into the HES budget.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Further discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Senator Dyson?
No.
Senator Elton?
No.
Senator Huggins?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Hoffman?
No.
One yay, six nay.
So the motion fails. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Thomas Amendment Number 4. Thomas Amendment Number 4 is University of Alaska Budget Amendment.
And I object for explanation.
I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said, University of Alaska Budget Amendment for $4.9 million in general fund. Fixed cost deficit, or money that is needed, is $3,629,000. That is for keeping the level fit playing field of the university's existing budget, and an additional $1,270,000 for critical engineering and healthcare education programs. The engineering and construction management programs are the engineering enrollment growth at the Anchorage campus for $200,000. Construction management at the Anchorage campus, another additional $115,000. These are accompanied, both those two, by university receipts. University of Alaska and Anchorage and University of Alaska Southeast, the 1+3 program in engineering at the Juneau campus is a $100,000 increment with university receipts, an additional $20,000. Under the health field, it's the WAMI program expansion at the Anchorage campus. General fund, $180,000. University of Alaska receipts, $150,000. The nursing corps expansion at the Anchorage campus of $299,000. And university receipts, $150,000. Community health aid program at the College of Rural Arts, $143,000. And the university receipts of $20,000. And the dental program at the Tanana Valley campus, $233,000, university receipts of $50,000. The amendment uses savings from the university budget to cover the unavoidable cost increase for goods and services and seven of the highest demand new degree programs being requested by the construction and healthcare industry.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Senator Stedman, you are the chairman of this subcommittee. Do you have a recommendation to the committee?
I recommend that the committee decline this amendment. The committee spent a lot of time looking at the university's budget, and I'd just like to remind the people that are listening at home, the university is a little different in how they're handled. The legislature appropriates a line item to the university. They're free, their Board of Regents, to allocate it as virtually as they see fit between different campuses around the state and different programs. The $4.9 million, Mr. Chairman, is the ORPS savings that was originally budgeted in at, I think, at 33.7% of payroll. That was changed in the budgetary process, that declining that percentage that freed up that particular amount of money. The university is funded, and their fixed costs are covered. They've had excessive growth relative to all of their departments of the state the last several years. Their general fund change as near as we could sort out with taking out the retirement savings, which gets things skewed a little bit across the state and all the departments, at around in 06 at about 9.3 in 07 at 12.3, and this year they're without that, it's 4.6. And Mr. Chairman, all other departments within the within the state are treated the same, except for the university, which seems to feel that savings like this should be pushed back to them and not to the state. So in doing their proposal, they can take the 4.9 million and be very creative on line items of what they're going to add and target. But again, that's up to the university. They can move that money anywhere they want to. If they would like the legislature to be able to allocate between campuses, I'd be more than glad to do that through the budget process. But I don't think they'd be very agreeable to that. So, Mr. Chairman, I feel that the university is has been fully funded and equally treated, and have as cash flow growth in GF this year that exceeds expected growth in their hours. So I respectfully do not support this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Stedman, for your recommendation. With that recommendation, the chairman maintains his objection to this appropriation, this amendment. Is there further discussion on this amendment, Thomas number 4? Senator Thomas.
I just like, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to mention that we have such a great need in the state. I appreciated the WAMI movement that we did before. This only funded that. We've talked about the need for healthcare professionals around the state, and we've talked about the need for engineering folks. I've had them into my office talking about how difficult it is to hire engineers, how many they have to hire from outside the state of Alaska. 30%, I think, was the recent number I received. And the hospitals have been in talking about the need, the community hospitals as well as the regular ones. So I just think it's money well spent to fill a very, very clear need that we have. And thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on the amendment? I maintain my objection. Seeing no further discussion, roll call, please.
Senator Huggins?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
Yes.
Senator Elton?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Hoffman?
No.
3A, 4 nay.
With that, Thomas, amendment number 4 fails to be adopted. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I want to withdraw Dyson number 1.
Mr. Chair, can we have a brief at ease?
We're at ease. Order. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, move Dyson number 2.
I object for explanation.
Yeah, what this does is restore the amendment that was made in our process and gets back to what the governor recommended, and funds the probably one of the most successful social help programs in the state, and some of which are extraordinarily successful. I think the program at Palmer Prison being a great example. And if you would allow it, Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to have the administration speak to it.
I'll object to the motion, but will allow the administration to come forward and respond to the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. As you know, the governor did propose in her amended budget that we transfer the human services matching grants into the faith-based and allow those grants to be dispersed through a competitive process on a statewide basis rather than to just the three communities that had currently been receiving those funds. And in the current version of the budget before you, of course, that proposal has been reversed to restore the Human Services Matching Grant programs. The administration does support what the amendment before you would do.
Can we have an ID, please? Call the meeting back to order. This appropriation was under Health and Social Services, chaired by Senator Olson. Do you have a recommendation for the committee?
I do not recommend this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
With that, the chairman maintains his objection. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. And I think I understand what Senator Olson was trying to do with his action. And I think there's confusion about whether or not the governor's proposal would have made these monies available statewide. And as I understood the testimony we just heard, that under the governor's proposal, they would be available statewide and not just in three communities. And I would enjoy the administration clearing that up.
Ms. Rayfield.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, that's correct. The governor's proposal was to make the funds available for a competitive grant process statewide rather than just to those three communities who currently receive funding through the Human Services Matching Grants.
So if I may continue.
Senator Dyson.
I think and I hope that Senator Olson's objective is accomplished by what the governor was trying to do, and that this really remarkable program will be available statewide, and we'll have even more success stories around the state next year. And so I would encourage that we support the governor's intention here and the amendment.
I would support the chairman's recommendation. I think that the although communities that I represent would be able to benefit by this motion, I think that there needs to be further dialogue, and the grantees under the existing system need time to evaluate what would happen with the programs that they're providing. And I think that this is an item that can be further deliberated during the next budget process. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I'm assuming Senator Dyson is referring to is the move that I did on the Hess budget to go ahead and put $500,000 into the faith-based organizations, as well as fully fund the block grants that went to the three communities. So with that, I felt like it was addressed and had the support of people that were involved.
Further discussion on the motion? I maintain my objection. Roll call, please.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
Yes.
Senator Elton?
No.
Senator Huggins?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Hoffman?
No.
2 yay, 5 nay.
Dyson number 2 fails to be adopted. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, I'll withdraw amendment number 3. The earlier action of the committee makes it superfluous.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Are there further amendments to be brought before the committee? If not, Senator Stedman, we have a motion to conforming motion.
Yeah,
Senator Stedman?
Yes. Make a motion that the Senate Finance Committee authorize legislative finance and legislative legal to make any technical changes that may be necessary to SCS Committee Substitute House Bill 95 Finance Version W.
We have a motion on the table. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, do we need another motion for 96?
Was your motion 296 and 97?
No, just 95.
Okay, then we'll do a separate motion for the second bill then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee authorize legislative finance and legislative legal to make any technical changes that may be necessary to Senate CS for House Bill number 96, Finance, Version L.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. Brief at ease. Senator Stedman, motion to move the bill one at a time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion that we move the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 95, Finance Version W, out of committee with individual recommendations and the amendments.
As amended.
As amended.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Discussion on the motion. Is there objection? Seeing none, House Bill 95 as amended is adopted. As amended is adopted by this committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we move from committee, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 96, Finance Version L, from committee with individual recommendations and amendments as presented this evening.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Is there discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the bill is moved from the committee. That concludes the work of this committee on these two pieces of legislation. Is there additional business or comments from committee members? Senator Elton.
I'm going to be very brief, but I don't want the briefness to take away from what I really mean. I want to thank you. This was a new process for me. I've participated in this as a member of the minority, and being a member of the majority, I've learned a lot, and a lot of it is because of your help, the help of the subcommittee members that served with me on the different subcommittees, the administration, and the other people that provided input and did it patiently for me, and just the other subcommittee chairs. This has been a relatively easy process for me, and I thank everybody that's been involved, not just with my subcommittees, but the other subcommittees that made it easy for me. Thank you.
Thank you. I would also like to thank all of the members of the committee for their diligent work on both of these bills, their staff, working with my staff, the secretarial staff, and the staff of Ledge Finance. I think we've worked at a little quicker pace this year in anticipation of a 90-day session next year. We are a little ahead of schedule. The intent was to take early action on these two pieces of legislation for those reasons, and also give the Senate some time left in the end of the session to concentrate on the AGEA bill, because it is an important piece of legislation, and it is the financial future of the state of Alaska, the construction of the gas line, and I hope we will be able to deal with that as successfully as we have dealt with these two pieces of legislation. I know the bill is still in Judiciary Committee, but it will be coming to this committee, and the committee will be chaired by Senator Stedman, and with that, much of our work has been done. There are other pieces of legislation, but we look forward to receiving the AGEA bill. Is there further comments? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. I too want to compliment the committee on what I perceive to be an effort to control costs. And, I hope that we don't lose what we've appeared to gain here, you know, in the conference committees and so on, and I worry about that. But I appreciate the efforts that are going here, and they're all tough. And also, on the other side of it, I'm disappointed that we didn't take a chance tonight to take a stand up for life and unborn children's lives. And I do not understand that. And there will be a few hundred more dead kids because of the action that took place here, unless the House shows more care than we did. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to say thanks to you and your staff for the leadership that you've shown and the efficiency of getting us through this process, which is important to the state of Alaska. And I would like to make a particular note of the education account, which was created, I think, 2+ years ago, and what a significant growth that account has made. And finally, though, in your leadership and you're holding the line for us as sub-chairs for budget committees of making sure that we control spending in the operating budget. And I say thank you on behalf of all Alaskans for controlling spending on this operating budget.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Senator Stedman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank you for your leadership on the operating budget. It is difficult. It's multifaceted, and there's a lot of hard decisions, and particularly after the last couple of years where we've had unprecedented growth in the operating account of the state. We all recognize we're going to be going into the years before first gas where things are going to be a little tight financially, and we may have to resort to other revenue sources that none of us want to have to deal with. But unless we take these actions early, we will definitely be in that position at this table where we're going to have to make substantial cuts and or look at other sources of revenue increases, sales tax or income tax or other items. It is difficult to make these decisions. All of us made them as subcommittee chairman, and I'd like to thank all of the members of the Finance Committee for helping the chairman hold a line on the operating growth. And if we can do that for the next few years, we have a much better chance of getting the first gas without a tax. And I would like to also reiterate the contribution going into the K through 12 education of $1 billion. We now have 1 year forward funding of education. We have more savings to come out of FY07, and we will announce that as we work through the capital budget process. But we are not done saving money today for when it rains tomorrow. And with that, I'd like to thank Mr. Hoffman or Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. There are no further comments. Again, I thank the committee, the staff, your staff, my staff, the clerical staff, and Ledge Finance. With that, we are adjourned.